So I was asked about blowjob technique, and I mean, as I was thinking about it just kind of made me really hot, and I really enjoy giving blowjobs. I love to give head. I can't say that I have like the absolute best technique, but I really enjoy like pleasing my partner and put a lot of enthusiasm into it. And I mean, I've not had any complaints, so there is that. So I thought I would try to go into my technique while I'm playing with myself and seeing how far I could get, if anywhere. So, first things first. I like to prolong like the sexual tension, and so, oh, when he's hot and hard and twitching, breathing heavily, wanting me to just take him in and start sucking. I'll be a bit of a shit and, kiss my way up the inner thighs and just like accidentally, wink wink, brush like his dick with either my cheek or breathe heavily over the head of his cock as I switch to the other thigh. And if his hands are in my hair and he's tugging me closer, I resist. Because, yeah, I'm doing you the favor, but joke's on you. I'm gonna get off on this too. And so we go at my pace. And I dictate your pleasure. So after a few minutes of teasing, almost to the point where he's just about to start begging, I'll press him flat to his belly and running my tongue along the underside of his balls. I'll kiss and ever so gently nibble, like not even with teeth, I mean just like with my lips type thing, up the underside, and then I'll trace the vein underneath with my tongue all the way up to the head. And when I get there, I'll bounce it on my tongue a couple times and maybe give a few light kisses to the tip. And if there's pre-cum already, I'll make a show of licking it from the source, tonguing that little slit, hoping for more. Oh, and if he's not groaning my name by this point, he will be shortly thereafter. Then I wrap my hands around, or a hand I should say, around the bottom of his cock, and I'll just hold it straight out, and if it's still wet from the licking up of the pre-cum, I'll blow gently on it. Oh, oh, and and I can tell by the sound of his moans that he's getting impatient. So then I'll take him in my mouth, adjust the tip, and I'll suck. And rub with my tongue, like curling it around his cock. And then pulling out, breathing hotly on it, and then taking it back in. A little deeper this time. Trying to keep him guessing what my next move is gonna be. And depending on how horny he is and how bad I've teased him, the next time I lower my mouth to his cock, I'll surprise him by taking it deep. Not quite a deep throat. I haven't quite gotten there yet, but enough so that it's just like where I'm beginning to want to gag, but I can suppress it a little bit at first. If I go any further, it's not going to happen. Ooh. And then I'll just hold it there for a few minutes. And I might stroke my hands through his pubes or rub his balls. Just holding it there for a few minutes, letting him groan and throb in my mouth. And then I'll start to bob my head. Sometimes I'll run my hands up his thighs and brace my fingers on his butt. Almost like pulling him into me. Sometimes hands free. Sometimes old Jack with the other hand and continue sucking and hold on with the other. Oh, God. And it feels so good. I love his moans and the way his breathing hitches and the gasps. Oh, God. Oh. I'll pull him out and then suck hard on the head. He's popping it in and out of my mouth. I'll seal my lips tight so it makes a little popping noise every time I take him out. And he usually groans. Oh, and then I guess you could say my technique is just keep him guessing, because then I'll take him back deep again, bob my head a few times, and then start sucking again, and just as his hips start to thrust into my mouth, I'll lift myself off of him and jack him hard. Curl my fingers tight, twist my wrist in a corkscrew action. And then I'll pull him onto my tongue and flick the tip against the bottom, right along that sensitive spot. Oh, I know he likes it so much because it makes him moan, and his fingers claw into my hair. Oh, and I could do this for hours. Oh, with a nice pillow under my legs, under my knees. I could do it for hours. No rush. No need to make him come. Just wanting to give pleasure for the sake of giving pleasure. And sometimes he lets me do what I want. Oh, he'll let me play as long as he can last. Or sometimes it's just too much and I've pushed him too far. Oh, God. Oh, and he'll grab the back of my head. Oh, and even in these moments of his intense need, he's still so gentle with me. He never pulls too hard or forces it too deep. He just gently fucks my mouth. And I have enough freedom of movement that I can take him as deep as I want, or force my tongue against the roof of his mouth and make him have to push with that much more force. Give a little bit of resistance and friction. Oh, God. Oh, and then his hips move faster. Oh, and I'll take him deep. Oh, and I'll moan or hum and get that added vibration over the sensitive length of him. I mean, oh, he's so close, he's so close. It's at this point that an evil part of me thinks, what if I just got up and walked away? What if I just left him hanging? What if I just ruined his orgasm? What would that do? Oh, would he chase after me and make me finish the job? Or... oh... would he just... push me against the corner of the bed and pull down my pants? Fuck me from behind. Oh... but I don't know. Because I don't ever tease him like that. I want him to come. I want him to get that relief. And so... oh, the choice is always up to him. He can come on my neck. Or... plump up my breasts for him. It's quite an ample surface for him to come on. I'd rather big breasts. He can do it on my stomach. Or if he's really particular and wants the visual, I'll turn around and arch my back and give him my ass. He can come on my ass cheeks or small on my back. But if I had the choice, I'd swallow every time. Oh, God. Oh. I want to please him. Oh. I want to give him the ultimate pleasure. I want him come in my... and then swallow it all. And I'll suck while he's coming. Oh, even when he starts to get sensitive, I'll push it. Lick and suck until he has to pry my head away. Oh. And I'll just smile at him. Oh, and tell him how much I love the taste. And then I don't want to waste the job. To which he just kind of chuckles and pulls me out to him. And kisses me on the mouth. Oh my God. I'm so close, please. I need to come. Oh, I need it so bad, please. Please, oh God. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Please, please, please. Please. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm shaking. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh, please, please. Please help me get him. I need to come, I need to come so bad. I need to come so bad. Please, 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 please. Oh my God. Oh. Oh God. Oh God. Yes, 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 yes. Oh. 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 Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh, I'm shaking. Holy shit. Oh, I needed that so bad. I mean, I would have preferred to have had him here and blown him till his ending, and then have him suck on my breasts and press the toy against me and make me come. And he wouldn't be merciful. Oh no, I get so sensitive that I have to pull it away and just ride the waves. Oh, it feels so good. But he'd push it. Oh yeah, he'd pin my legs and force the toy harder, not letting up. He'd increase the speed and make me come. Oh, either way, it's incredibly satisfying. And, anyway, I hope you've all enjoyed my, I don't even know if I call it like a technique or just like, I don't know, the Missy experience, I guess? I don't know. He likes it. He gets off to it. That's all that really matters in the end. Anyway, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. And, oh, God. I think I need a nap.